From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. On Capitol Hill, congressional leaders opened a rare Sunday session in hopes of pushing through legislation to prolong the life of Terri Schiavo. She's the Florida woman who was disconnected from the feeding tube that's kept her alive for years. The Senate passed the bill this afternoon. The House is to take it up this evening. The bill would open new legal avenues to members of Schiavo's family who want the feeding tube reinserted. President Bush rushed back to Washington from Texas to be ready to sign the bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Capitol.
Conservative Republicans are feeling intense pressure from some religious groups whose members are fervently lobbying Congress on the Schiavo case. Since those Republicans are in the majority of both chambers, that lobbying will result in action, expected late tonight and into the early morning hours. A key player in this, and one of the most conservative members of Congress, is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas. On his way to negotiate with Senate leaders this afternoon, DeLay said the issue is simple.
A person's life is in jeopardy of being snuffed out because of one judge and one husband.
Terri Schiavo's husband has been fighting her parents in Florida courts for years. He says Schiavo told him she wouldn't want to be kept alive in this condition. Court-appointed doctors have certified that she is in a persistent vegetative state, though her parents dispute that. After exhausting every legal means to keep her alive, her parents are pleading with Congress to act. Soon after Republicans announced they would try to push this bill through the House and Senate, Democrats vowed to block it.
We're not doctors. We're not medical experts. We're not bioethicists. We're members of Congress.
Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz gathered with other Democrats this afternoon to say, not so fast. They contend that Schiavo's fate should be up to her husband and the courts, not to an elected body of politicians.
We're members of Congress. We make laws, and we uphold the law, and we swore to protect the Constitution. And we are thumbing our nose at the Constitution if this goes forward.
Democrats said they believe some Republicans are acting more out of a political agenda than a moral position. And a memo circulated among Senate Republicans did highlight the political benefits for their party of taking up the Schiavo case. But Florida Congressman Dave Weldon, a Republican and a doctor, disagrees. He says Schiavo's parents are in legitimate anguish.
The reason they feel that way is she responds to them when you go in the room. She doesn't lie there like a piece of meat. When you lean forward and say, hello, Terri, she brightens up and she looks at them like a human being.
The bill would direct a federal court in Florida to reopen the Schiavo case. In the meantime, Republicans say the judge would have to order that her feeding tube be reinserted while the case is considered. Legally, Congress is breaking new ground with this case, directing that it be removed from state to federal court. Many Democrats question whether it is constitutional for Congress to order action by a court, a different branch of government. And separating the ethics from the politics may be impossible. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.